Colin Kaepernick wears Kunta Kinte t-shirt after ditching NFL organized workout. By Warner Todd Houston on November 17, 2019. Colin Kaepernick abruptly canceled the workout the NFL scheduled for him Saturday, and instead worked out at a local Atlanta high school wearing a shirt comparing himself to a slave. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback has not played since the end of the 2016 season, the same season he began protesting against the country as the national anthem played. But his exclusion from pro football has been a focus of attention as supporters claim he has been blackballed from the league for his extreme, left-wing activism. Finally, last week, the NFL announced that it had scheduled the workout for Kaepernick so that the league could get a look to see if he has remained at peak playing form during this three-year absence from the field. However, while initially welcomed by Kaepernick, communications about the plans for the workout grew tense between the player and the league. Ultimately, Kaepernick canceled the workout only a half hour before it was scheduled, reportedly because he was barred from bringing his own film crew. Instead of attending the workout the NFL had planned, Kaepernick performed a workout of his own at a local Atlanta high school. But as he took the field at Charles Drew High School in Riverdale, the millionaire player was seen wearing a shirt with the name Kunta Kinte emblazoned across it. Kunta Kinte is, of course, the famous slave character from the book Roots. As New York sports reporter Chris Williamson reported, it is easy to speculate that Kaepernick intended to wear this shirt even if he attended the NFL workout. After all, it is not likely he could have had such a shirt made in the hour before the NFL event that he suddenly decided not to attend. In any case, this is far from the first time that the infamous anthem protester has worn clothing with an eyebrow-raising, left-wing theme. In 2016, for instance, Kaepernick wore a shirt praising Cuban dictator and mass murderer Fidel Castro. Kaepernick also wore socks that portrayed police officers as pigs that same year. Also in 2016, Kaepernick said that the U.S. was never great, noting that he was standing up against the whole country in general, not just against racism, with his anthem protests. With the weekend's fiasco complete, multimillionaire Colin Kaepernick continues to portray himself as a victim. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.